Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
We traded Joe.
Here we are. We did. Joe. We traded up.
Switch over to the YouTube thing.
The YouTube.
See the comments on the bottom. Mozilla Firefox.
Yes, there you go.
Ah, oh, fucking hell! It's always some
guy.
It's always me. Every time. Always got the.
No, it's usually going. Joe too.
Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry
and Worshipful Brother Ken.
And with us tonight, my good friend Stephanie. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Stephanie obviously is a non-Mason, and yep. She knows very little other than what that. Basically, I've told you.
All the scary stuff,
yes.
And what she sees on the internet.
And today's episode, 207, we're going to get a general public's perspective of what Freemasons are and who we are and what we do. Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, Ken.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Instagram.
You got it.
All right. Over on Instagram, which it's been a while, and actually we haven't gotten that many new likes on Instagram, which is kind of amazing to me.
They know you're running it.
Used to be super popular. Yeah, must be because I'm adminning it now. But we got Mr. Biju.
You will now that I'm on.
Oh, okay. R-E-T. Cool. Dylan Clem. Van Ryn Duplessis. Cool. A.J. R.D. Neumeier. McGroves. Jonathan Wayne Serwinski. Ryan Napper, Matt Cunningham, Isaiah Almanza. I don't see you on here, Steph.
Oh, was it?
It must have been maybe a while ago you followed us.
Maybe it was a technical difficulty.
Yes, maybe it's my problem.
It's probably his
fault. It's definitely my fault.
No, it's his fault.
Oh, I love how you turned that around, though.
Whatever.
That's cool. You're on there somewhere.
Is that everyone?
That's everyone on Instagram, brother.
Slide over to YouTube. New subscriber, Real Life Music. If I miss you, by the way, I suck. Sorry. Yep. Call me out and in the comments, and I'll adjust accordingly. Donna Myers, Ryan T, Charles Brindle, Neto Rhodes. That's a name, huh? Mm-hmm. Ozzy.
George Mudry is not a great name, so don't judge people.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Fair point. Rotary Native, Joshua Box, Isaiah Almaza.
Oh, yeah. He was on Institute. Yeah.
Niels Claver. And, oh, boy.
Come on, throw a difficult one at
him. Killing me with these
names. Yes. Do it.
Gaurav Nalik.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Close. I ballparked it. Yep. Close enough. Dylan Clem. And that's it. So, we're going to have to coach Stephanie on this one.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh,
we're going to teach you our toast. We toast all of our listeners. So basically, what I'm going to say is right hand to arms. You're going to yell arms. Then we're going
to
go ready.
Do I have to do that?
Yes, you do.
Yes. I mean, you can use the water instead.
I'm going to say.
All right.
Seriously, Ken? Oh.
Well, I mean, it's appropriate to do it with the cannon.
I'm going to say right hand to arms. You're going to say arms. Then I'm going to say ready. You're going to go ready. And then aim. Fire, good fire, fire all. You drink
it. So just repeat what you say and then do the shot.
Yes.
Okay.
And then.
But there's more.
There's more. Do the shot and you hold it out in front of you. See? Together, brothers.
Vivat, vivat, vivat.
Think you can do it?
Some real cheerleader shit. All
right. You know, I never thought of it in that context, but you're absolutely right.
Like, fair point.
Yeah.
It's our Masonic toast. We
okay,
do it.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I mean, you ready? We're middle school
cheerleaders. I don't know if I'm going to remember. I'm just going to look at you and follow your lead. All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Brothers and friends, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together? Vivat, vivat, vivat.
That was close.
Decent. Better than Rocco.
Closer than most guests we
did
have,
I just,
actually.
Like, sell my soul to some kind of cult?
No, actually.
Okay. Well.
So when we have
tables. We'll talk about that.
Man.
When we have.
Not the first time.
When we have table lodgers, that's kind of like our toast, and vivat means long life.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what it is.
All right.
But anyway.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the devil, though. Nothing to do with the devil.
You know who would say that?
Somebody who's worshiping the devil? Yeah, okay, fair enough. This is going to be a fun episode, George. I can already tell.
Yep. So, here we go. Oh, Katie Riff. All right. Hey, how you doing?
Hey-o.
What was I going to say? So, let's get into this. When I told you I was a Mason, what were your first thoughts? And when you've heard of Freemasonry, I'm sure you've seen the History Channel episodes and all that other crap.
No, I haven't.
No. Okay.
No.
All right. No. But you know, did you know about Freemasonry before knowing me?
I wouldn't say knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone else who is a Freemason. Is that like the correct term?
Yep, Mason, Freemason.
Okay.
Yep.
And the way I actually. The frame of reference I have is this might sound weird. My grandfather was a Shriner.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have something to do with you guys?
That's a Mason.
He was a Mason.
Okay. Too. All right.
It's an appending body of Freemasonry, but
so,
it's a Mason.
I mean, he passed away in 2001, so this was like when I was a kid.
Right.
But like the symbols.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And all that, like flashback to stuff he did, and he wore.
Right.
I don't mean to sound insulting in any way, but he wore like the outfits.
Yeah.
We
have outfits and stuff.
Yeah. And he like, I remember vividly he used to volunteer to drive kids to the hospital in like Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Burn Hospital. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So
Burn Hospital.
That's so it's a good frame of reference, you know, like he was a great, 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 great man. So when you told me about it, and especially the first time I came up here and like saw stuff, that's where my head went.
Okay. Right. Cool. So that's a overall kind of a positive outlook on Freemasonry. Yeah.
And then he told me it was a cult.
Well, yeah, so it was George that threw the negative color on the craft.
No, I didn't.
George. Yeah.
No,
he said something about devil worshiping.
No, I didn't.
We don't do that.
And then I was like, well, maybe it's not what I thought it was.
No, notwithstanding the goat sitting over there. Not a cult.
Oh, yeah, the goat. I forgot about the goat.
Yeah, the goats.
I like them.
Brother Josephus, what the fuck is going on? You guys suck.
So what he's... Oh.
Sorry, Joe. Brother Joe is our other host who's usually on, but he couldn't be here today. So
we've replaced him.
We've replaced
with
him.
With you.
I'm now him.
We replaced a female with a female.
A ginger.
A ginger. A female. That's right. Yeah, he's a ginger.
That's very assumptuous of you that I'm a female.
Okay. Good point. All right.
So
now I feel bad. I'm open-minded.
And you should.
I know.
So in all seriousness, I never said it was a cult or anything, right?
No. I'm kidding.
Put it out there.
I'm kidding.
Someone's like, see, I told you. He's the devil.
You should have, like, warned me what not to
do. No, you're fine. You say whatever you want to.
I think he was more expressing some of the outside perspectives, so I would not be alarmed coming up here.
Right.
That is true.
And I think part of the reason that is because you've seen the Chamber of Reflection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The dark room in the back over there in the corner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you've seen that. Yeah. And you were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And you were like, don't worry. I have a gun, and I'm like...
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah,
that's not how it went.
I think that's...
the creepy brick room.
Yeah.
The creepy brick room, yep. But other than your grandfather, what did you hear? We're a cult, all that stuff?
To be honest with you, I have one other friend who is amazing, and he's never told me much about it. He has a sticker on the back of his truck.
Yeah.
And I know he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great guy. But we've never discussed it.
Mm.
So other than that, I don't have... Honestly, I've never heard anything other than that, I've never like seen anything on Instagram or heard anything.
No pop culture references.
No, yeah, no, no, nothing, huh. Nothing okay, bad, cool. Nothing good.
All right. Well, that's
yeah.
That's good. So you know masonry only by its reputation, only by the reputation of the men that you know that are masons.
I right.
Mean, okay.
And then what he joking around told me, and I was like, right. Oh, maybe. Nah. And I didn't Google it or anything. I just
no, because you know. Google will tell you that we are a cult.
Yeah,
maybe, say really? Maybe I should hang on.
Oh yeah, go all for right. it.
Stand by.
Yeah, I mean, no,
you'll get half and half. You'll get some stuff that's official and legit, and you'll get a bunch of stuff that's conspiracy theorists and whack jobs.
So we talk about all the time about how your phone like kind of does like what does it do? Where it like.
Listens to you?
Not listens to you, but it'll bring up things on your phone that may or may not pertain to you. So like for us, if we Googled Freemasonry, it's going to bring up Grand Lodges and everything
oh,
else.
Oh, yeah, because but we research things that are legit. Right. Yeah.
The
so,
word
yeah,
you're looking for is algorithm.
Algorithm. Yeah, the algorithm. There you go. So I'm curious about what the algorithm of her phone is going to bring up.
The first website is...
Oh, my God. Look at our symbols right there. The very first yeah. one.
And
oh,
the
my
gosh. The first website is 7 things you may not know about Freemasons.
All right.
On history.com.
Go for okay. it. Fire
Am
away.
I talking close enough to this?
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
you're good. Good. You're good.
You're good. If you can hear yourself, you're good.
Secrets allegedly lurk behind everything from the planning of... Oh, okay. I'm not going to read...
It's the history
could
channel.
Could you get copyrighted if I read this?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. No.
Freemason secrets allegedly lurk behind everything from the planning of our nation's capital to murder.
Have you heard that before?
It's murder.
Murder?
Not murder. Well, murder and or secrets of the capital.
I've heard of murder, yes.
No, it Freemasons.
Oh, no, but I've heard, I've watched movies where there's like secret societies. Is that
all right?
The,
all right.
I didn't know that's what you were into, but.
So, like, you're talking about like
In
national
modern
treasure.
Times, Masons are known for donating millions to charity.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, History Channel.
Good
that's
on
true.
You.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, number one, the Freemasons are the oldest fraternal organization in the world.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fraternal, so only dudes?
Mm-hmm. Only dudes.
Now
although
we should qualify that.
We should put that in the reference. There are lodges that do have females. Mm-hmm. There are. It's more prominent in Europe, Ken.
Yep. It's called co-masonry. It's not recognized by our type of Freemasonry, but it is a perfectly legitimate organization that you can join.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're tolerated, but not accepted.
I don't know about tolerated either. I mean, we have plenty of events.
Not fully
even
recognized.
Not necessarily because, well.
Well, that just means that we don't recognize masonry in the same way that they do. They so do. They mm-hmm. can't come to our lodge meetings. We can't go to theirs.
Correct.
That's basically the deal.
And on the flip side of that,
it doesn't mean
though,
that we think they're bad people. Or
there are also other organizations such as Amaranth that is no men.
Right. Yep. There are all female appendant bodies
all
in
females.
Freemasonry.
They're an appendant body of Freemasonry. They're actually in this building.
Okay. So yep. Is it sort of like a sister?
Sister organization.
Okay. Yep. All right. Got you. All
yep.
right.
Yep. So we don't hate women.
No.
That's not what it's about. It's
I
just.
Do.
Traditionally, historically, it was a male-only organization, and we're very big on history and, you know, tradition in Freemasonry.
Oh, shit.
Number two, Freemason symbols aren't what you think.
Okay.
That's probably true.
I don't think... Oh, because of the eye thing?
Oh, the all-seeing eye.
Yeah,
yep, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yep. I feel like that could be a very alarming culty thing to some people. Not to me, but...
It could be.
So...
Yeah.
It's been used in the occult before. It's mm-hmm. it's been used in. It goes all the way back to ancient Egypt. So in a sense, it's like, how do I put it?
It's been co-opted.
So
by
we're
a lot
not
of
a religion. I'll be clear about that. We're not a religion. Mm-hmm. We are interwoven with religion, but we are not a religion. You can't go to the Church of Freemasonry. It just doesn't exist.
We don't tell
but
people what to believe.
Just like all religions, you have. You have things like the Egyptians, the all-seeing eye, which ended up, you know, moving into other religions. It's like religions steal from other religions. I mean, the Christianity stole from pagans, like ridiculous. For instance, Christmas.
Among others, yeah.
Christmas isn't Christmas. It's actually the festival of lights or whatever the hell it's
pagan
called.
Pagan tree ceremony, something like that. But I know it's not Christmas.
But it used
Santa
to symbolize
Santa Claus.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It used to symbolize the darkest day of the year. Mm-hmm. They would light it up with lights. Yep. And that's where your Christmas lights
cast out the darkness.
Again, Easter is another perfect example. Easter was the year of fertility. It's when everything comes back, all your flowers bloom and everything. Yep. And that's why you have eggs.
Bunnies.
That's why bunnies are involved, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you sit there and you say, when people can sit there and be like, oh, see, they got the all-seeing eye. It's the eye of Horus or the devil or whatever the hell. Bullshit. It's in every religion. It's in every...
And I think there's a fuzzy line sometimes between what's religion and what's like a group and what's a cult and what's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what,
fair point there. Most cults out there that I know of, though, are a religion unto themselves. They're told what to believe. Yeah. They tend to be brainwashed.
In religion,
it depends on your definition of religion.
Cults are also...
like a belief system that you're being indoctrinated into,
like,
I guess.
You can only believe this.
Well, yeah. Cults also go and do heinous shit, too. Like David Koresh, who just, I don't know, just...
He basically pegged himself as the Messiah. Like, he was, you know, he was God on Earth, and you had to worship him. So that was how that whole thing worked. There's no Freemason that's like, you will worship me.
And you also have the guy at Jonestown. What's his name? James Jones or Jim Jones? Jim Jones. He had everybody drink the cyanide Kool-Aid.
There was a serious religious undertone there, too.
That's not what you brought me here for?
No, that's
no, we're not trying to get you to join the club. No? That's just regular beer.
No.
That's regular beer.
Go on, Steph. Read the next one.
And also tell us whether you believe in whatever they're saying or not.
The symbol, if I saw that prior to me knowing you, and connecting it with like other people, I never would have saw that symbol and been like, it's the Freemasons and it's bad.
So right. I just want to be like,
what the hell is that?
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
You got the Grandioso tour. Did you see that eye anywhere in our lodge?
Not that not that registered in my head.
Well,
no.
It's not in our lodge.
Do you have a tattoo of it?
I do not.
I got, the only one I got is this. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, it's a new hoodie, so it's fuzzy.
Me too. Me too.
Shedding.
No,
black.
Me too. It's fine.
No, but there's no eye anywhere in our lodge. So I mean, it's
and
kind of
eyes
like
don't make me nervous.
Right.
It's a creepy brick room.
I wouldn't.
With the one exposed
there's
light bulb.
There's a lot that makes me nervous, but like an eye symbol would not be one of the things.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, go ahead. Next one.
Three is yes. There is a Freemason handshake. Several, actually.
That is true. Mm-hmm. There's Freemason handshakes.
Everyone, a lot of people have handshakes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. We just have special ones.
Yes, we do.
So do I.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. The Catholic Church forbids members from being Freemasons.
True.
That's true?
That is 1,000% true.
Really? Yep. Mm-hmm.
There is still a papal bull in
1983
in force right now that says that you'll be excommunicated.
Yeah, what happens if you, like, how do they forbid?
Well, so the Pope can kind of make commandments, if you will. They're called papal bulls, and they're basically rules that he can hand down from on high, and, the rest of the Catholic Church will enforce those rules.
Correct.
So if he says, hey, you can't take communion if you're a Freemason because you're engaged in sin if you're a Freemason, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're a Catholic.
Mm-hmm. So same thing as if you're like Methodist, you can't take communion in a Catholic church.
Right.
Same thing. And realistically, this kind of all started when, was it the Age of Enlightenment or whatever it was, the Victorian era or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah, the one that's currently in force right now, was in the 80s. But yeah, it started
way back
then.
Back then, because people were breaking away from the Catholic church because of multiple reasons.
They were joining other organizations.
And you had the Protestants that kind of came around. There was the Great Schism or whatever the hell it was, where the Catholic Church pretty much split. Some went Protestant, some stayed Catholic. And Masonry kind of got its rise right then and there. Mm-hmm. So if you're putting money in dues in Freemasonry, you're damn sure ain't putting it in the basket every Sunday.
So it's about money and business.
Yeah, and there are other reasons, too. There are other intangibles associated with it, but they're not worried about us having our own religion, at least not behind closed doors. Their reasons are purely...
Well, the other reason is the fact that we allow all religions, race, and creed to come in.
Which they don't necessarily...
They don't allow that.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly. No religion but ours.
Go ahead.
Not the gays.
You're going to drop that at some point.
No. I did like two or three times. You just didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Do you want to inform everybody of why you keep bringing that up, or you just want to leave it alone?
Number five.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, we can. Do.
I don't care. It's up to you. Just.
I don't think we need to make a spectacle of
no,
it.
No, not a spectacle of it, but just.
That I'm gay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, moving on. Yeah. So with that being said, though, is Freemasonry does not care about prohibit. Sexual yeah, orientation.
It's not
we don't
on, the,
care.
On the list
no,
of rules.
No, that's why cool. That's why I was curious if you wanted me to bring it up or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
no,
it's
no,
not on our list of
and
rules.
And that's actually good to know, because I feel like even if it was, we're nope. cool enough that...
We actually had an episode with, who was that, Worship Brother John Gates? Right? Joe's Lodge.
It was not John Gates, I don't think.
Ah, well,
but yes,
we had a brother.
An episode on
we
that,
we
yeah.
did an episode on it, and yep. we talked about it. It doesn't matter. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, so you can't be a woman, but you can be gay. We're cool with that.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, Steph.
No, that's fine. I'm definitely gay. The whole woman thing, is, I kind of totally
okay,
line.
Well, there
so,
you go.
Yeah, so we're good.
There
yeah,
you
we're
go.
Fine.
Yep, you're fine.
For today.
I just wanted to bring that up, that we don't care about that stuff. Freemasonry doesn't yep. give a damn. And that also brings us to why your last thing you brought up about the Catholic Church.
Yeah. yeah.
Bingo. That's why they don't like us either.
It's one of the reasons they don't like us, yeah.
I mean, as long as I say sorry before I die, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Repent, take last rites.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Number five.
All right.
Freemasons inspired America's first political third party.
Correct.
That's an interesting story.
1,000% correct. That's an interesting story.
There's no such thing as 1,000%.
There is in this case.
Okay.
Math it was actually the America's first third political party was the Anti-Masonic Party.
Mm-hmm.
This is
whose entire
fact.
Platform was hating on Masonry.
Correct. This is one. That is 100%
correct. So you inspired. Correct. That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
We pissed right, enough people you. Off that they created a political like, party yeah, in opposition to us.
That yes, goes back yeah. to the Morgan affair. We proved that it was a woman's
a
fault. We moved
party.
On.
Can I swear on here?
Yes, you can.
A whole ass party.
Whole ass party.
Whole ass. Y'all.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Yeah. So, okay. you know, adversity.
Oh. Here we go. Number six.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a boys' club. Dot, dot, dot. Mostly.
Correct. Yep. Correct.
That means you're all right, dot, 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 but you can't really be a part of the club.
So yeah, in the United States, enough. There is no co-masonry.
It's well, more... No, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah, so there are like co-masonry chapters in the United States. They're just still not recognized by the, you know, ancient, free, and accepted.
Okay.
Tolerated, but not accepted.
Well, we just can't. So when we say accepted, it doesn't mean that we don't like them or we openly have issues with them. We just can't meet in the same
so,
room.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Has a question.
Why?
Okay. So let me try to break this down
yeah,
as best as I
one,
can.
You take this one,
George. Each state has its own Grand Lodge. And each Grand Lodge has its own jurisdiction to whatever. So there's no Grand Lodge of the United States of America. Each state runs independently. Okay. So whatever each Grand Master, who's the highest Mason in the state, decides is his, that's what goes.
The highest wizard.
Not wizard.
Oh, no, not wizard. Wizard.
Grand Master.
No, okay. We don't recognize wizards.
Yeah, no, Grand Master. not wizard.
Master is a
not
totally
a wizard.
Better word.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So each state runs itself independently. I'll give you a perfect example. Is we have another organization that's called Prince Hall Masonry that is primarily black males, black men. The state of Connecticut was actually the very first Grand Lodge to recognize Prince Hall Masonry, but there are some states that still do not recognize Prince Hall Masonry.
And again, recognition just means...
Recognition just
you
means...
You can meet in our lodge, can meet, we can meet in your lodge. Doesn't mean anything else.
I didn't mean, like, why, like, who does and who doesn't. I mean, like, why, what's the logic behind women not being able to be... What is the, like, break it down to the, if you have a vagina, you can't be part of this because...
So I'll explain two best examples that I can come up with, that I'm being serious about this.
And you know...
Part of it yeah. is history. So it was the men... that were the stonemasons that built the cathedrals and the women were at home for the most part. And so it's kind of tradition or historical. Secondly, during our degrees, we have to remove certain clothing in certain areas that a woman probably wouldn't be okay with.
So there are procedural reasons.
Procedural reasons. Thank you.
And
yeah. It's about
because we can't go into detail.
Like Ken, it ceremonies sucks. And
yeah. So there are certain ceremonies.
I just want to say
you kind of have to be well. Wow. So we have to unpack a lot in this one question.
We do. So let me explain.
No, because now I'm getting
it is so freaking hard. I'm trying to be PR for two reasons. One, Joe and Raph are always yelling at me to be PR on here and not swear and be nice. And two, having a female peer trying to be PR. All right.
Why?
So.
I'm trying to learn. And also,
okay, and I got that.
Open.
So,
yeah, and paint you into a corner.
There, in our first degree,
do you think
kidding.
That's what I'm doing?
No, no, no. Not at all.
He so painted himself into his own corner. Let's be honest.
I know. All
right. Don't feed the fish on YouTube. All right, don't feed the fish. Next thing I know, there'll be memes of my face on the front of the freaking what is it? That bass thing, right?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember the thing you used to sing?
The singing bass.
The singing bass. Yeah.
You're getting off topic.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
I thought you meant Lance Bass?
No, not Lance Bass. I'm thinking like, remember the thing that was on the plaque?
It
would
have been funny if you were like, bye, bye, bye. Yep. All right, go ahead.
So, all right. The way we dress during degrees or the regalia that we put on is symbolical. And you learn what it means in the later degrees on why it was done. Or the why you had to disrobe or wear, not disrobe, but you'd wear like the left knee rolled up, your right breast open or something like that is the best way I can. I'm trying to be PR for
And also we have to be circumspect about the actual ritual because
Bingo.
It's a secret. There are some secrets about
of the maze.
Oh,
I'm trying to word it as best as I can.
There are secrets.
So... Like, one of the things is you wear the regalia with your right breast exposed or your left breast exposed or both breasts exposed. Mm-hmm. And during the degree, you understand why. You're explained why.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, and I'm going to be as Masonically PG as I can, you have your left breast exposed because at some point... It's where the vital parts of man are contained. And if you open your mouth about the secrets, this is where you're going to get shivved. Did I break that on as best as I could, Ken?
I don't think you broke any obligations there.
Okay, thank you. So that's why. So in terms of a female being part of a Masonic lodge, understand that there's going to be certain things exposed that a female might not necessarily want to be exposed.
It would be a little uncomfortable, and I think in co-masonry, they probably change that piece of the
I'm sure they
for
do.
That reason.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perhaps that's because men are uncomfortable, not the women, because if it's
okay.
absolutely a ritual and broken down to, like, this is a ritual, this is something that's very sacred to us, this is what it means... It's not a sexual thing.
Yeah, fair point.
Why is that uncomfortable? Like, breastfeeding should not be uncomfortable because that's a thing. So it's
two
it's
things.
Simply because some people cannot think of a breast other than something sexual.
Correct.
Is the mm-hmm. if it's a shib to that part, is that part not still the same in a woman if it's just behind a breast?
True. Fair Flip point. Side of that, though, if I can just counterpoint that. One, you're going to get a room full of men that are going to be men are men. We'll leave it at that.
Flip side. I hate that phrase so much.
I'm not saying all men. I'm just saying that there are going to be a certain group of people that are going to take it as just that.
If you are in a comfortable... club, what do you guys call yourself?
Fraternity.
Mm-hmm. A comfortable fraternity with people that love you and respect you and care about you.
True.
Then you should be comfortable doing whatever without it being sexual at all.
True. Yeah. Flip side of that, though, there will be women who will come in for the sole purpose of basically saying, oh my God, they made me expose myself, blah, 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 blah.
Really?
Yes.
Mm. That's what you're worried about?
Any organization should be. Any, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah, I don't know that this particular piece of rationale is, yeah.
That's a slippery slope.
Maybe we should concentrate on the history and tradition part of the whole thing. Because we're not going to win this.
No, it's not about winning. It's just trying to understand that there are people. Oh, perfect example. Do you know how many Masonic haters we have and people who think we're devil worshippers and baby killers? And I think there was actually, what, Ken, back me up on this. There was a person in our YouTube feed that said we had actually had children buried in the basement of this building.
I do remember somebody claiming that. Yeah.
So you're going to get people who will join this organization for the sole purpose of tearing it down, and that's one way of doing it.
That could be men or women. So yeah, why exclude women because you're afraid of that? Because men could easily do that too.
You're absolutely
and
right.
And probably more easily because you allow them in more easily.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You bring up very valid points.
Yeah, I think this day and age, those probably aren't the sole reasons. I think it really goes back more to the
tradition,
the history and tradition. Yeah. And I know that like a lot of people are like, well, you know, times have changed, and yeah, they have, but part of what makes Freemasonry is when you enter a lodge and you're going through your first degree, you're going through the exact same experience that George Washington went through.
Correct.
And Mozart and Napoleon.
Voltaire
and all these other historical figures. So it's, I mean, there are very few organizations in the world that can claim that anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we hold dear. I think that's more the reason, more than
can I ask
the ritual.
Okay. So you going through that is more like what they went through that.
It's the exact same.
Than me going through that. Why? Because of your anatomy?
Okay. Fair point. So you're saying if we all of a sudden allowed women and they went through the exact same ritual, why would that be a problem?
No, I'm saying you're likening it to like what you're going through is the same exact thing as what George Washington went through. Let's take him.
Yep.
Okay. Because you are similar to him in what way?
I'm a man.
Okay. So anatomy. That's what you're breaking it down to.
That's basically what you I see where you're going though. And you're right. So what if a woman wanted to go through the same thing that George Washington went through?
Different than what George Washington went through. Why?
It isn't. Only in anatomy. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And again, I also believe that it boils down to the tradition of when stonemasons, which were the predecessor to Freemasons, they were actually known as free stonemasons because they could travel throughout Europe, and they built the cathedrals and their buildings, and they were stonemasons.
That's what I think of what masons people work with. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's where stones. It comes from.
Yeah.
But I believe that's where it originally started from.
But do you think that there only weren't masons back then because women weren't allowed to do that?
Well, that's why.
Women were allowed to.
Now, I'm sure there probably were a few that decided to do it anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure. So absolutely.
Kind of comes down to anatomy.
Yeah. Yeah, it does in a lot of ways.
I'm not flipping anything or discrediting what you're saying. Amaranth, they have their traditions of women of different, and I did an episode on it with the Amaranth and what their, and it was all women's stuff.
And that's a women's group.
That's the women's group, yeah. So, it's not that I don't think that...
Follow-up question?
Yes.
Keep going, Steph.
Do you think that the Amaranth was created after your group was created? Do you think it was created simply because women weren't allowed and they wanted to be a part of it and their only choice was to create a woman's
Yes and no. The reason why I'll say this is because Amaranth popped up around the 1870s, 1880s, around there.
Yeah.
At that point, there was an explosion of different things of masonry. For instance, that's where you started getting your York Rites, your Scottish Rites, your Knights Templar, like all these things.
Some of them were a little bit before that, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? They started to...
Because masonry was extremely popular back then.
Your Blue Lodge masonry went all the way back to the 1700s, but... Yep. It wasn't until like the 1800s where you started having other sects and organizations and what we call appending bodies started to pop up. So there was men, women, again, Knights Templar is primarily Christian. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? Damn it, I can never remember them. It's not the Shriners, it's the other one.
The Grotto?
The Daughters of the Nile.
Daughters of the Nile is part of
that
the...
That sounds dope as hell. Yeah. Like, I want to be part of that.
So Daughters of the Nile is a women's group that's part of... Oh, God. I feel like it's... Oh, man, this is bad. I should really know this. I think it's the Shrine?
Yes.
Mm. Like it's a Shrine women's group.
I want to be part of the Shrine. The Daughters of the Nile Shrine? That sounds amazing.
There's also the...
I'm going to have to... fact check myself because
there's also the order of
please send the website to me so I can join.
So there's also the Daughters of the Beauceant too, which is the women's of the Knights Templar.
Yep.
So or it's the auxiliary something of the Beauceant or something like that. Anyway, but there are so it's not that there's just certain things that men can't do under the umbrella of Freemasonry, and there's certain things that women can't do. And but in a sense, we all kind of work together. In a sense, fruit flies again.
Yeah.
Fucking hell! Every time.
Every time.
Yep. So maybe it's the Shriners. Today. It's the Shriners Women's Auxiliary Group, Daughters of the Nile.
That sounds.
Brother Tom Perkins. Good evening, brothers. Nice. Finally meeting live.
Solid, mobile website. You
know. Tom Perkins writes. Good evening, brothers.
But
finally
do you
made
think
alive.
All these groups formed because they weren't allowed to be a part of the main group.
No.
I just feel like people don't separate themselves. I don't know.
Unless there's like a reason.
Tom Perkins says his wife sitting next to him calling him a fanboy.
Right there. That's
pretty cool.
Awesome. Right? Yeah. There's a scimitar on top. I mean, you can't go wrong with a scimitar.
Yeah. Is that what that...
It's like a sphinx head? Yeah, that
is that
sword.
How I cut you?
That's a scimitar.
Yeah,
it's a scimitar. That's dope, yeah.
So I don't think that it's because they couldn't be involved in the main group.
But they couldn't be.
Yeah, but I don't think that's why they all came to be. It's not like, well, we can be part of that, so we're going to go do this.
No, I don't think it's that, like, that
cut
up your ass type
thing. Or that, like, I'm going to show you. I think it's like, maybe, like, I really believe in this stuff, too. I really would like to be a part of, but you're not allowing me to be, so we're going to have to form our own group.
I don't think so. I don't want to speak for them, but I think a lot of that is part of it, right? Because we do have a lot of events in Freemasonry where we invite our significant others, and if our significant others are women, they're invited to that, but they don't get to participate in any kind of like real kind of Masonic fraternal ritual, right? They might be able to come to like a table dinner type thing where we have a little bit of ritual, but it's public, or come to an award ceremony or something like that. But I think that might be a lot of the impetus behind it is, hey, we want to do something that, you know, you guys find this really interesting. You can't talk about it. Mm. You can't tell us about it. You can't admit us. So we want to do it, too.
And it's still a positive thing. Like, we believe in what you believe in. We want to be a part of it. But because of whatever the structure is, we can't be a part of it. So we have to create our own group.
Yeah.
To be a part of it.
I mean, I'd love to ask somebody who's, maybe if there's somebody out there listening that's a member of the Order of the Amaranth or
maybe.
The Order of the Eastern Star or something that knows the history behind it, you know.
You'll get it. Keep trying. What's your next one, Steph? I'm curious what the next one is.
I forgot we were doing
this. I can't, I'm glad you're doing this because I can't bring this up on my phone. It won't come up.
It's
just going to come
up.
It's
still a boys' club.
Freemasonry's the devil.
All right. Seven. Famous Freemasons are everywhere. So are the gays.
Right here.
We're everywhere.
I'm famous.
Everywhere. Are you?
No.
God, not even close.
There's a
close.
Difference between infamous and famous.
There you go. Fair point.
Known maybe, but not famous.
George Washington. Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Yep.
Gerald Ford.
Yep.
Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfgang Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
Davy Crockett.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He actually.
We're on the moon.
Fun
got
fact.
Got a lodge on the moon.
They actually have a lodge on the room, and they put
on the moon?
Yes.
On the moon.
It's called what?
Tranquility Lodge number one, I think.
Yes.
If you believe we actually landed on the moon.
Oh, we're there.
God. I'm kidding.
We're there.
No,
Even if you don't believe it, we're there.
That's all of them?
I'm of the belief that, like, it's stupid to not believe in things.
Okay.
but it's also stupid to fully believe in things.
Oh, yeah. You got to do your own research.
Well, you just have to, like, hedge your bets.
Well, I mean, you also have whack jobs like Alex Jones, who believes that everything's a conspiracy, and it could actually consume you and drive you freaking mad. I hate him, too. You don't got to say anything. Trust me. Andrew Colvin, involved as in dinners, helping put things together. Daughter does baby stuff.
I don't know what that
means. I missed the top one. My wife and daughter are getting involved. I hope that it becomes as great a part of their lives as it had become mine. Involved in dinners, helping out with put things together. Daughter does baby stuff. Cool. Yeah. Believe it or not, I hate to say it, but there are so many dinners and events that would never get kicked off if it wasn't for the ladies, especially in Scottish Rite. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all up there in our freaking room, and the women are downstairs doing their thing, and they make things happen behind the scenes. So I have to give a shout-out to the Masonic wives and girlfriends and fiancés and all that and family members because, I mean, how many times, Ken, have we been at meetings and they were the ones that were that had the food or all ready or...
Yeah, or how many times have we come up to this podcast and somebody's got to, you know, take care of stuff at home, watch the kids, make dinner, correct, all that kind of stuff while we're screwing off up here. So,
yeah, fair point. Yep. Sean Osler, if I may, from what I found, fraternities and sororities celebrate and empower both genders in their own respective ways and provide unique emotional support of like kinds.
I love how he misspelled...
celibate?
Yeah, it's celibate. That's what he wrote. I'm sure he meant celebrate, but... You know,
and I get that, and I'm not like... I'm not. But there's also... And I'm just speaking for my personal self. I would never be the... Okay, like if your all's belief and this whole thing was something I wanted to get on board with, I would never be the one who wanted to be the... in the wife group.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, like, is there room for someone who, just because they're female, or just because what... You know what I mean? Like, you have to be the ones, like, making the food and doing... You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, look, in Blue Lodges, which is what this lodge is, it's the first 3 degrees of Maestri, right?
Can I ask what that means?
Okay. Yeah, so... we talked about a bunch of different appendant bodies, like the Shriners, and Daughters of the Nile, or not Daughters of the Nile, but the Shriners, the York Rite, the Scottish Rite. These are all appendant bodies of Freemasonry, and you have to be a Mason and actually be a Mason in good standing, pay your dues and so forth, before you can join one of those orders and be a member of it, right?
Okay.
So here in the Blue Lodge, the first 3 degrees of Masonry you earn in the Blue Lodge. We have officers, many different officers, but two of them, which are called stewards, their responsibility is to prepare dinner, clean up after lodge, all that kind of stuff that you would normally through gender roles attribute with women's work, but the men do it because we're an all-male fraternity.
Okay.
So it's not like it's, you know, any kind of event we have, we just send the women off to the kitchen barefoot and pregnant and go and do our ritual.
Go make me a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Go make
bitch.
Go make me a make me a roast.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's not what the fraternity is about, but it tends to, you know, historically that's kind of like been the way of things. I mean, my wife does not go and cook in the kitchen when we're doing an event or something like that.
Yeah. Let me just add though, there's Vince Cowie's wife, who's a Mason. When we have our Grand Commandery get together, she does a bakeless bake sale. And she raises like $3,000 for charity.
Yeah, so sometimes
like,
it's
while
charity.
While we're playing up in her room with all that stuff, doing our damn thing, she's downstairs. She's making. She did a basket raffle. She did like so.
And I get it. I get the history behind it. I get like still traditionally like most women want, but I just don't like the exclusion of someone from what they would prefer to be a part of simply because of their anatomy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Trying to make a comparison here, but
find it.
Yeah,
do
there
it.
Really there go. Probably aren't. I mean, that's kind of the thing about Freemasonry is, you know, when everything else in the world has changed, a lot about Freemasonry has just stayed the same, and it's difficult to kind of rationalize why, but it
Well, I mean, think about it, Ken. I mean, how long were we in the dark ages before we started getting all technological and doing podcasts and getting on the internet?
Oh, we still don't know how to do that.
Yeah, fair point. No, but like, think about it. Even like there was the old timers saying, we don't need the internet.
Yeah, and it took us a long time, and we lagged. As an organization, we lagged hard
behind technology. And we lost a lot of people. But, you know,
for that reason.
Potential reason. Yeah. You know,
and that makes sense.
So are we kind of a little bit, I think, as Freemasons, stuck in the Stone Age a little bit? Yeah. But I think it's, you know, some people will go out and say that the reason why is because we're holding on to our traditions. Yeah. Okay. I think that's fine. I mean, I get having tradition. I also feel that there needs to be separation. I am a firm believer that not... I don't know.
I think you can hold on to traditions, but still evolve.
Traditions. I agree. I also would just say that I don't think that everybody needs to be included in every goddamn thing on the planet. Like, you don't need to be. I'm sorry. Not
everyone wants to be included in everything, though.
Fair point.
If this is a positive thing, if this is something you believe in, and your beliefs are positive, and like it's
right,
then. Anyone then other people are going to want to be included in it should be welcome.
Right. Okay.
Now, is the fact that co-masonry exists, but just is not recognized
separate
by our
but equal.
Okay. Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question, though. Mm, hold on.
Slope.
Let me ask you a question, then.
Yeah.
Okay. We also do not allow, contrary to popular belief, devils in the Church of Lucifer into our ranks. Yeah, they're just not allowed to.
We don't tell people what they have to
believe. So if we're talking about inclusion,
limits.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean we have to include them too?
Didn't one of those things say that there was something about it doesn't matter what your religion is?
It does not.
It does not.
But there are some that are incompatible with Freemasonry. So
it doesn't matter what your religion is, but...
Except.
Here's why. Here's why. Let me explain. Our tenets are brotherly love, friendship, and faith. Okay. The church.
Faith is a slippery slope.
The church of Lucifer is do what thou wilt and do unto others as others would do unto you. We as Masons don't believe in that. We believe in taking the high road. So their belief system is not compatible with us because. If Ken does me wrong, I'm not going to shoot him in the face across the table.
There is a limit to
there's a
inclusion,
limit to,
I think.
We're
right?
not going to allow anybody into our...
You can't be a psychopath and like, you know...
But that's different than like your...
No, but you understand this goes down the whole slippery slope of inclusion.
It's a slippery slope. Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
So then...
I love how you announce you have...
Follow-up
I have
question.
A question.
Good. I feel like we're being interviewed here.
Maybe I should have my own
kind
podcast.
Of art. Maybe you should.
Fire away.
Okay, faith. Uh-huh. If that's a tenet, is that what you called it?
So faith is not religion.
There's I'm totally saying, is that what you referred to as?
It's tenet? One of the things. It's okay. One of the tenets, I guess.
So, you have to have a
because you have to believe
power.
In a higher power.
Okay,
that's
so
one of the
question.
Rules.
Okay, so if not a Lucifer thing, how about an atheist?
No. Nope. Not allowed.
Got to have a belief in a higher power.
So you believe that we just... We're here one day.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to get into religion.
It doesn't have to be a specific religion as long as you believe that there is a higher power that created all of us.
And there's a reason
that
for that.
All this is here for a reason.
Can I tell you what I believe?
Fire away.
Sure.
Love hearing this.
Lost Book of Enki. Good book.
What?
Lost Book of Enki. Continue.
Do you want me to read it right now?
No.
I'm a quick reader. Go ahead. And we can talk about it. I very much toe the line between atheist and agnostic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If someone asks me, I'll say atheist because that's...
It's easier.
Mm-hmm. Easier to explain.
I don't do anything that's easier.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
all right.
It's never been
okay.
that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
My life has been built on what's not easier.
Okay.
But I just very much, I guess... Perhaps it's more agnostic. I think it's...
Agnostic. Explain.
You don't fully believe in something, but you don't fully discount it. That's not the... if I could Google it, I could... to me, there is no real logic or proof about all this, heaven and hell and religion and all that stuff.
Do you believe that an energy, or call it whatever you want, created all this?
No.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it, but I don't not believe it.
Okay.
I think anything's possible.
I'm not talking about Bibles or Torahs or Quran or anything like that. Do you believe that?
Because imagine living your entire life putting all your chips in one basket, and then you die, and you were wrong.
So you're saying agnostic, not like Gnostic. Not like the Gnostic script, you know, the Gnostic.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the parts of the Bible that are not accepted by official church canon.
So let me go.
You mean like agnostic, like I don't.
That's what she said.
I neither believe nor disbelieve.
Right.
Okay.
So let me explain to you part of the reason why, if I can. Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah. Right. A person who believes that nothing is agnostic, known or can be known of the existence or nature of God or anything beyond material phenomena.
Dig it. So I thought I heard you say Gnostic, and I was
No, she said agnostic.
Okay. All right. Dig it.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay,
that's fine.
So
all I know is that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting about Freemasonry is that we're always searching for what we call the light. We're always looking for more knowledge. We're always looking to learn. Just saying.
Yep.
Because we don't know either. You know, religions have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I will also just go out and say is the reason why you need to believe in higher powers, because we do take our obligations on a your choice of holy book.
A volume of sacred law,
if you will.
So we're very agnostic. It could be a Torah. It could be the Quran. It could be the Bible. It could be
follow-up whatever question.
Wiccans are up on.
Yeah. Well, let me just continue with this, and then and the reason being is we take obligations to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason now
and
we
to
put
that higher
our
power.
To that higher power, that if I violate that obligation, I will be punished in a potential afterlife for breaking.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, you have so basically, how do you make a promise and make it binding? You could write a contract. You could put your hand on a Bible, like in court.
Why can't it be in this life?
Well, it is in this life. It's in this life that I'm not going to act or do or betray you in any certain way in this life or the next or in the afterlife.
But I don't think that the threat of consequences should be about the afterlife.
Well, I mean, it used to be. Right? And there's where the tradition comes into play.
On.
It's like, how do you make a binding contract?
Let's be clear. It used to be where it was in the afterlife, but if you fucked up in the current life,
bad things would happen.
Bad
well.
Things happen to you,
and that's so. What I think. That's all we know. There's no proof of anything.
It's just more of a promise. That's the best way I can explain it. Is it's a promise, and that's why you cannot be an atheist. Is because you're making a promise. And how do you make a promise to somebody? We're not in fifth grade anymore. Blood brothers, like we don't do that shit anymore.
It's purely brothers. Procedural. And you could say, "Hey, people lie."
I'm very serious about pinky promises.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. So, if you're in a church, or not a church, if you're in a court of law and you have to testify, what do you put your hand on?
Do you know what I do for a living?
I have no idea.
All right, cool.
You're not going to tell me, though. You're just going to.
No.
Okay.
It's a mystery.
But yes, you do.
Afterward, Ken.
Put your hand on the Bible.
And I don't
right?
agree with that at all.
Okay, which is fine. But why did they make you do that?
Because that's what they've always made you do, and that's what this country was founded upon, and I think that hasn't evolved as it should. And actually,
you're supposed to tell the truth.
So let me
right. But why putting your hand on the Bible as opposed to putting my hand on your arm is going to make me tell?
I'm
going to
blow your mind right now.
Okay.
So let me just say, what do you believe that this country was founded upon? You said that was just what this country was founded upon. Can you explain that to me? What do you mean by that?
Okay.
What was it founded on?
Okay,
you mean like a religion?
Maybe I misspoke.
No, you didn't misspoke. I got into a huge argument with my freaking ex-mother-in-law about this shit.
This is kind of what
it
George does.
It was founded on Anglo-Saxon. It was founded on Christianity. No, it was
not. Now I'm
going to
be a surrogate for her, and we're going to argue.
No.
No. But religion has always been a very...
Interwoven.
Mm-hmm. Purposeful.
Correct.
Excusable. It's an excuse for a lot of things that go on in our country and rules that go on in our country, right?
Okay.
Like, and it's the majority. It's the majority, right?
Not so much. I don't believe so much anymore, because there's a lot of people that they've gotten away
okay,
from.
Okay, maybe not the majority, but like it's a thing.
It's a thing, yes. Yeah. And I think that's kind of hard woven into our psyche that, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but.
When I testify,
I hate to sound like an asshole by saying this, but my two older kids had to go through CCD, and I called it an indoctrination. Because you're indoctrinating, and I challenge my children, and I know I'm going to catch fucking hate for this.
Oh, yes, you are.
But I challenge my children. I said, ask why. Ask why.
Well, yeah.
And I've said this before. I've said it to my daughter and my son. I've said, ask why. Oh, you know, whatever. Oh, Noah was able to stuff, you know, two of every animal on a boat. How?
The wise people. And they
don't have an answer. And their answer is, take it on faith. Take it on faith to me means...
That's what you were
full. I can't explain it. So, but getting back into what we were saying, that's the reason why you have to believe in a higher power. Now, with that being said...
Whether it's valid or not, I guess, is up for debate. But
can I ask if there's a difference between higher power and higher purpose?
No, same thing.
No,
this is my difference.
I'm thinking it's the same thing. Higher purpose, higher power. We're here for a reason.
But that's not a higher power.
That's a higher purpose. Whatever the case may be, you believe that you were put here on this earth to do a task. You're here for a reason.
But not because a higher power is commanding you to.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Depends on who you are.
Some people believe that.
No, I'm saying there's a difference.
So getting back to your whole thing of inclusion.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about, inclusion.
Inclusion.
That's why we're friends. Because I include you in my life even though you're you.
But wow, well
hold
said.
Hold on. Wow, god damn.
Oh god, the Discord guys rip you up tonight, man.
Now, flip Me side of that
him.
Though.
Him.
Oh.
Flip side of that.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that you do not include in your life as well, correct?
I mean, on purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. For any reason, for whatever reason.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah,
you know?
We all do, yeah. That's a loaded question.
So what
is
the problem with a fraternity that just doesn't want to include a
vagina?
Just
oh,
based,
man, this is a
just
great show.
Based on preference.
Yeah, fair. This is causing me to question everything.
I don't think there's a
hey,
problem.
Listen, I
to
will
be
say
a
this
man
though.
Of
I will
lawful
say this,
age and well recommended and yeah. to believe in a higher power. Like why?
I don't think there's a
why?
Problem.
I will say this
These
though.
Flies.
Uh-oh. Oh, headphones. You're fine.
Yeah,
it was
good.
The fly's fault, not mine.
I
don't think there's a problem. I just think you need to recognize that, like, you are leaving people out.
Yep.
Not because of anything other than their anatomy sometimes.
Flip side, though.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Flip it.
I don't care if I'm not included in some things. I'm okay with it. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I'm just saying acknowledge. Like, that's... Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we acknowledge the fact that we... Don't include women.
Yeah. Does it bother you?
We put it on our website.
Does it bother you?
Do
you think
on some level?
Do you think it would add any value to your organization if you did include women who wanted to be here?
I don't know. It's something I've really never thought about.
Maybe you should.
That's not up for that's for a higher person than me.
Oh, now you're just passing the
ball. No, I'm not passing. It is above my pay grade.
Yeah.
I just
want to say.
Just something to think about. That's all I'm saying.
You know, then the interesting thing is, like, no, I mean, just going on that line of reasoning, from a purely procedural standpoint, there is no way to do that, right? Because, like you said, we have grand lodges that control each of the states. Mm-hmm. There is no overseeing worldwide body of Freemasonry or countrywide body of Freemasonry that oversees that. The Grand Master himself, for all the power that he has
cannot
during his term,
it.
Cannot make innovations like that in Freemasonry. He can't just be like, hey, guess what?
So you guys can't evolve.
Yes and no.
Within a very strict, well, not very strict, but within a framework.
You are stuck.
Just like...
I mean, it's
just like I just wanted to bring that up. We have a,
like, you can't change it.
I guess you could say a filibuster, right? Where we have to have a 2/3 majority in order to change any of the landmarks or values or anything like that,
right,
within our thing.
Landmarks, I don't think you can.
Not landmarks, but
on, but rules and regs.
Rules and regs,
which is not stuff like, can women be Freemasons? That's not a rule and reg. That's just like a straight up landmark of Freemasons.
Oh, it is a landmark.
Which they can't make innovations.
So we can't.
I don't think there's any path to.
Now you got me curious. I'm going to look. I'm just going to look just for
sure. No, I never actually thought about it before, but I don't think there's a way you can do it and still be the same organization.
Interesting.
I mean, it would be an interesting thought experiment.
Why not?
To research out, I think.
Why not?
Yeah.
Andrew Colvin, I suppose it's like college frats, sororities, and mixed groups. Aren't those acceptable?
To me?
Well, it's, that was a question that came across. So I'm passing it to you.
Well, I can't join a sorority.
I'm
no, I think there's a middle area for everything. I fully get that, like, I get it. There's like a fraternity and sorority, but sometimes there's like a middle ground, and I don't think someone should be fully left out of something simply because of their anatomy.
Okay.
Fair enough. I don't think like your ritual should be fully based on like, I can't see a breast because it makes me uncomfortable.
You know, it sounds really silly when you
let me just add to this.
If his breast looks much like, I'm not saying it does.
I think
I'm actually more
breast,
disturbed by his than most.
Right.
Of
But can. Like
right
when
here,
it,
buddy.
You break it down
right
to
here,
that,
buddy.
Like,
yeah,
I no. just feel like so, there could be more value if everyone looked at things a little more open.
You have
just like anatomy and gender and like that kind of stuff.
Well, as he mm-hmm. said, Andrew Colvin said, we have frats, we have sororities, and mm-hmm. mixed groups. Eastern Star is our mixed group where it's men and women.
All right.
Yep.
We're reaching the hour mark.
So my options are women's or mixed. I'm not allowed in your group.
Right, but they have different rituals, they have different practices,
right.
different symbols.
Yeah,
it's not
Freemasonry,
right, it's different.
Right, right.
So
equal but different.
Right. I see where you're going. Yeah. No, that's a good point. And you know what? That whole not being able to make changes like that, even at the Grand Lodge level, is something I'm going to research. I'm going to do a little digging on that because that's...
Like,
I've never thought about that.
If I vibe more with you guys... than I do with the women's group.
Or Joe, you're out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm your replacement. Yeah. No, but like, why Joe's can't replaced. I if I vibe more with you guys? You know what I mean?
Pimp method. Why?
If my goal and thinking and all that is the same.
Then why not?
Why not?
So, pimp.
Because my, like, hearts, not parts.
Yeah.
Steph.
Yeah. I mean,
Pimp method asks, why are you not interested in co-masonry then?
It's not that I'm not interested in it. I'm just throwing it out there that I'm not interested in any of it. It's not about my interest.
You're dealing in hypotheticals.
Yeah,
why can't
anybody do it? Like, if I were, why am I excluded from this? Why is that my only option?
Mm.
Okay.
If I add value to your masonry group, for whatever you're... Every group, right, has a purpose. There's a purpose for being a group.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of goal or, like, purpose or, like, whatever.
Yeah, to make, in this case, it's to make good men, but bear with me, to make good men better.
If I can help make good men better.
Right, so if you aspire
if
to doing the same
to
thing.
That,
yeah, all right.
Why am I excluded because of my anatomy?
So, are there things... that you say to your, and I'm piggybacking off of Katie Rith's comment. Are there things that you can tell your girlfriends that you cannot tell your boyfriends? Your guy friends, excuse me.
Yeah. Define it for me. Like, girlfriends?
Like, females you talk to.
So your group of friends. Some of them are anatomically
men. Not your quote-unquote
girlfriend. Some of them are anatomically men.
Again, I think in general, if we're talking in generalizations, yes. I think there is a general difference, but I think there is a middle area where, like, you shouldn't be excluded from... There's a lot of things I can tell my gay guy friends that I can't tell my straight girlfriends.
Okay.
Okay.
Andrew Colvin, he says, women want ladies' night so they don't have to deal with dudes. Men want bros' night out, too.
I never want to deal with dudes. I'm still friends with you.
And yet, here you are.
What the fuck?
Here I am. Here I am. It's just not that simple. It's just not that, like...
Right.
And I think, in general, it is that... separated. I'm just here to offer a middle perspective, perhaps.
Yeah, fair point.
So we're just about past the hour part, so we're going to shut this down in a minute. And I kind of want...
I'm done with you, Steph.
No more follow-up questions. All questions have been answered.
Yeah. I just...
How dare you?
I just want to put like a Jerry Springer's last thought on this. And this
we're
going
to start throwing chairs?
God. No.
Oh.
We've had conversation before, and what... and. Kind of bringing this around to just society in general.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you have had conversations before about multiple topics, including political, that we're not going to do here, through the internet or whatever the hell. But what we did, what we're doing up here is awesome discourse. And this is how I believe that society and people should actually work together, rather than just being stuck in the mud and in not wanting to hear the other side or a different perspective of things. And I really enjoyed you being up here. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was great.
It definitely made me think.
I'm freaking questioning everything over here. Right now.
Yeah, and I don't expect like me to leave and like there'd be a newspaper article. Mason's changed all their, you know what
no,
I mean?
But
like,
one of our core values is we believe in open discourse and we believe in thinking,
and
not being told what to think.
Have so, clicked,
yeah. Yeah. And right? That's what, I don't even know how it started. It started with a Facebook post, right? Where it was,
oh, because you were an asshole and I.
No. Was I an asshole?
Did you report his post? Is that why you got booted off of Facebook? That would be so awesome.
I remember what it was. So way back before I got booted off of Facebook, she put up a post that was something about how gay people cannot donate blood. They cannot accept it.
That's where it started.
And I said, and I think I messaged her underneath and I said, or I wrote a comment. I'm like, is this real?
It was about blood donation.
And she said, yeah. And I said, that's fucking stupid.
That's for real?
It's more nuanced than that, but yeah, there is rules. Rules about
donating blood.
And I had said,
your sexuality.
Like,
yes.
Your blood's okay, but your blood's
if
not.
If you've had, yeah.
And I had said,
we're
I'm
not
like,
going to get into it on this podcast.
Right, yeah, no, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
But I had said, right. That's dumb. Like, really? Like, that's the stupidest thing I've
especially
ever heard.
When people are saying there's a blood
and
shortage.
And that's kind of how we.
And I think that's what the article is about. That, like,
and that's,
there's a blood shortage.
Okay. And actually, me and you went to high school together, so we've known each other for a very long time. What? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't rep that.
You don't rep that you were in high school?
Yeah.
I went to high school. I went to high school at school. But anyway, that's kind of how we started our back and forth talking about, we started politics and all that stuff. But
and then you posted something and that was dick. And I like.
I did?
Yeah. And I commented.
No.
I think it was a very eloquent comment. And then he DM'd me and was like, let's talk about this. And we talked.
Yeah, I can't remember what I posted.
I can
post
say
a lot
but
of
I'm
dick
not going to
well,
I don't
anymore.
Call you out about it.
I'm off on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's better than most people who put dick things on Facebook would do, right? Most of them would just be like, oh, unfriend, instead of like
ow,
messaging you and being like,
I've never done that, though.
I think I had a way of saying what I said that made him think, like, okay, maybe I should talk to her about it.
And
do you want me to say what it was?
Why not? I don't
care. It was a Sandy Hook thing.
What did I write?
You posted something that had to do with the conspiracy.
We're going
stuff.
Back a couple years now because I've been on Facebook for
a
while.
And on there was a conspiracy
and back off
theory
again.
Thing, and it really like struck me. And people were like,
conspiracy theory thing. I really don't know what the hell I posted.
Well, you probably reposted something without thinking.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that a few years ago
and
too,
then
people where
people were
coming
were at him, and when people come at him, he tends to. Up asshole them back?
No, I never do that.
That's never happened in the YouTube live comments when we're broadcasting. Like
fucking
while we're broadcasting.
I'm done. Shut the shit down.
Anyways, that's where it started. And it ended up being a civil
Yeah,
respectful discourse about, and you took it down because
I did.
I told you why.
I don't remember the post exactly what it was. I do remember that you had messaged me and sent me a. I mean, it was like where you see the bubbles, and then it was like bleak, like 4 pages long, and I remember reading it, and I'm like, God damn, she makes a valid point. And I do remember pulling it down.
I think you literally said I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
As George's want to say, eating crow tastes like shit.
It does taste like shit.
But he does do it every once in a while.
Yep. And that brings me to my final point of this is conversations we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And the world would be a much better place if we were able to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you just say it is what it is, that's not
Ken, fill up your cannon.
Okay.
And I'm not here to be like, you're a bad person, you shouldn't do this. I'm like, think about it this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is fine. That's the diplomatic way to do it.
And if you think about it that way and you still don't agree with me, that's cool. At least take the time to think about it that way.
Hey, rhetoric and open discourse is what...
That's what we do.
Part of what Freemasonry is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having some of those?
No, because we're toasting her.
Oh, okay. So you can't drink, sorry.
Steph?
Yes?
Always a pleasure.
Always.
This was great.
Did you have fun?
I think so.
So I'll tell you tomorrow after I read the YouTube comments. Exactly.
To you, Steph.
Yeah.
Brother Ken, right hand to arms.
Awesome. Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brother.
Vivat, vivat, vivat.
We're done. Shut it down.
Good time. Thank you so much.
For the Freemasons Podcast, I am Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie, signing off.
Worshipful Brother Ken, signing off.
Go on, Steph.
I'm Steph.
I'm Steph.
Have a good night, everyone. Thanks good for night, tuning
friends.
In.
These headphones make my ears bleed after a while.